message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Praise the Lord. Did you come with your Bible this morning? Can I see it? Just to see. Not that I'm doubting you. One of my friends that never used to come, because he came with one today, he did like this. I've never seen him with Bible, but because he came with one, before I finished, he did like this. Just wave your Bible. The enemy hates Christians that have Bible, and he hates them more if they read it. Somebody said, this is my Bible. I have life from this book. Glory to God. One reading for now, Romans 1:16. Romans 1:16. By the grace and the mercies of God, we are starting a powerful series today. Somebody said that you stopped with the, you didn't finish the marriage series. We are coming back. They said yes. We are coming back. Our pastor is very concerned for us. And so once in a while, she looks at the environment and takes the temperature of the environment, and we tailor certain things to help us at such times. So we will come back. But what we are beginning today, we can sort out every matter in our life. Somebody say amen. Amen. And so today we'll be starting a series that we have titled, The Just Shall Live by Faith. The just shall live by faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'll do the New King James, then I'll do the New Living Translation. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Somebody say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone. Somebody say everyone. The gospel of Christ is the power of God to salvation for everyone. Somebody say everyone. For the Jews first, and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Let me do the New Living Translation. For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes. The Jews first, and also the Gentile. This good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you take your word and minister to our heart individually, personally. Cause us to receive this word. Help us that by the power of this word we'll bear fruits, and that the power of this word will stay on top, never under. In Jesus' name. The just shall live by faith. And so in the next few weeks, until God changes the calendar, we will stay on it. The just shall live by faith. And we are going to be asking and answering, what is faith? Every Sunday we'll come here and ask, what is faith? And then we'll give an answer. And then we'll give you the application so that you can go out today, tomorrow, next tomorrow, and use your faith to let the world know that you are not cheap. Somebody say amen. Amen. And so every day we come here, we'll be asking, what is faith? We'll give you one definition. We enforce the definition and let you see it practically. By the way, we've been teaching about faith in this church. Please go to the church office, ask for all the messages we've done on faith, and they will still bless you. A young man came to the church office the other time to see the pastors. The last set of series we did on faith, he said he was sitting in church with his friend. They were sitting together. And that sermon was going on that day. I don't know which one of them again. He said they had 46,000 between the two of them They pulled their money together, their life savings, 46,000. And they heard that message. That message pulled them from here. They left church and entered the property business. By the time he called us, they were on their sixth site. And that site had 300 and something houses. They had become billionaires. So when we come here and we say we have the power to make you billionaires, it's through the word. If I give you food and one man eats it and uses it for something else and you don't use it, it's no longer my fault. I have taken the time to prepare the food. I will serve it as God empowers me. It's left for you to take it and go and use it. They have become billionaires. And one of these days, God will remind them about me. Glory to God. But I am blessed. I'm blessed, dangerously blessed. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No child of God is supposed to be ashamed. We are destined to be on top. By the mere fact of our redemption, we are redeemed to rule. We are redeemed to reign. And it's not to go and reign in heaven. We are redeemed to reign here. To reign here. By the reason of our redemption, we have been redeemed to be head and not the tail. We have been redeemed to lend and not borrow. We have been redeemed to be blessings to families of the earth. Somebody say amen. And so God will help us to break this thing down so that every one of us will let the world know that we are not cheap. Why did Pastor say we should preach this message? It's because of what is happening. It's because of what is happening. We woke up. We've been trying to thrive. We've been thinking of how to make it. A lot of us are pressed down. A lot of us are almost rejected and almost in despair. And then suddenly, we heard that the subsidy is gone. Experts have said that it's not a bad thing. It's just that the consequences. My friend told me that the bus that used to take their children to school, that does school runs for them, used to be 20-something thousand. They just got a letter. It's now 60-something thousand. My younger brother came to my house yesterday. He said, "Bros, this thing I don't see." I said, "What is that?" He said, "I just finished buying fuel. Instead of 9,000, it's 20-something thousand." And so what that means is that the ripple effect will ricochet around the society and all kinds of things will happen. But I came to tell a child of God, just as the conductor has said, if there will be one car left on the road, it will be your car in the name of Jesus. Let a loaf of bread become 10,000. You will still eat a loaf of bread. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Listen carefully. Over 20 years ago in Hilton, Pastor Ina said the day is going to come that Gary will become 500. We said, "No, what is this man talking about?" He was not a prophet of doom. He was just telling us the circle of life and how the world goes. But every child of God must know that he will provide for you, not according to the power of the dollar, not according to the power of the naira, but according to his riches in glory. In Christ. Somebody give God praise. Give God praise. So this series, number one, is to let you not to despair. Is to let you not to fall into depression. Is to let you not to think that you are worth nothing. Is to jack you up to say we will thrive no matter what happens. I have learned to abase and I have learned to abound. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why do we need faith at this time? Number one, faith is the vehicle through which our salvation came to us. It says, "Ye are saved by grace through faith." So without faith, you can't even be saved. And our glorious destiny in Christ begins at salvation. So faith is responsible for our glorious destiny. Ephesians 2, 5 to 6. Why do we need faith in this time? Faith is this foundation for our righteousness. Our righteousness is deeply rooted in faith. Romans 21. Why do we need faith? Faith is a requirement. Listen carefully. Faith is a requirement. Help me tell your neighbor, faith is a requirement for living for the just. Where we read said, the just shall live by faith. Let's flip it, those of you who understand English. So without faith, the just shall do what? The just will live by faith. So whatever you need to live will be by faith. The just will live healthy by faith. The just will live on top by faith. The just will live in safety by faith. The just will marry by faith. The just will have children by faith. The just will travel safely by faith. The just will get a job by faith. The just will sustain the job by faith. The just will go to bed by faith. The just will wake up in the morning by faith. The just shall live. Everything about the just is by faith. Why? You became the just by faith. Why do we need faith? It is a requirement for the love, for living for the just. Habakkuk 2:4, Galatians 3:11, Romans 1:17, Hebrews 10:38. The just shall live by faith. Why do we need faith? Faith guarantees good report. Faith guarantees good report. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. All over the place right now is bad report. Do you want a good report? Then it's your faith. I was listening to the news. I don't know what took me there. Some 3 days ago. They said that in the UK, shoplifting has increased because of tough times. Shoplifting has increased dramatically in the UK because of tough times. So they are increasing cameras and increasing people to watch. What that tells you is that crime increases when tough times come. There's bad report everywhere. But what will guarantee good report is faith. Why do we need faith at this time? It is faith that quenches the fiery darts of the enemy. Ephesians 6:16. It says, above all. There are many things, but it says, above all, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. It is faith you need to stop the enemy from stealing, from destroying, and killing your blessings. Faith is a spiritual, potent spiritual weapon. Faith. Evil will increase. But with faith, we will thrive. With faith, we will dwell in safety. It's faith we need. Faith is the overcoming force that guarantees victory for the believer. It is an ever-winning spiritual force. 1 John 5, 4 to 5. Faith. These are just a few of the reasons why you need faith. I said that to say, in case you thought we have come to waste your time in the next 4 weeks, I just told you the reason why you need this. There's a fiery dart of the enemy that is going to increase. You need faith to quench it. Hebrews 11:32. And what more shall I say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weaknesses were made strong, become valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Faith! Without faith, you are going to be meat for the enemy. Every child of God that takes the issue of their faith carelessly is going to be meat for the enemy. Because the enemy is going to be more determined to destroy. So what is faith? If it is this important, what is faith? Like I said, every Sunday will come, we'll bring one and we'll let you see. What is faith? Faith is believing God and His word and acting on what you have believed to prove that you believe. We're going to make it as simple as possible. Nobody will misunderstand in Jesus' name. Faith is believing God and His word, acting on the word that you believe to prove to both God and people that you believe. Faith is believing God and His word, acting on what you have believed to prove that you truly believe. Faith is confidence in God and His word. We used to sing, I have confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you. If you truly have confidence in God and His word, then you are a man of faith. Faith is confidence in God. Faith, listen to this now. I'm taking it to the next level. Faith is the practical expression of confidence in God. So you say, I believe. Yes, we believe you believe. Do something, say something for us to know that you believe. Then you have expressed faith. You believe, fine. What are you doing to show that you believe? Practical expression of confidence in God. Faith is the most potent force in all of the universe because faith confers on humanity divinity. Let me take that again. Faith is the most potent force in the whole universe. Why? Because faith will confer on a man divinity. Faith confers divinity on humanity. Listen to Mark 9:23, Mark 10:27. He said, if thou can believe, Brother Caleb, this is Jesus speaking. He said, if thou can believe, then all things are possible to the one who believes. What do we say about the man who believes? We say he has faith. Then he goes ahead and said, to you men, this is impossible. But to God, all things are possible. So the man who believes comes into the class of God. Faith confers upon a man divinity. Divinity. In John 14:12, he says, if you believe in me, the works that I do, you will do greater. You will do greater. Glory to God. Faith is the most powerful force, most potent force. God is all we need to have all our needs met. And God, through Jesus, has released everything we need to have all our needs met. It is by faith that we receive what Jesus has offered to us. Jesus will not come to die again. He has died, finished the work, and offered us all the blessings. But it is through faith that we take hold of that blessings. Somebody say amen. Amen. And that is why Hebrews 10:35 says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Here is a clue. Here it means that even though faith is now, the manifestation sometimes can take time. But no matter how long it takes, stay in faith. Stay in faith. Now, we say it's believing God. In order to believe, God must have told you something. Is that not so? So let me ask you, what has God told you? What has God told you? If God has told you something, believe it. Hold it. No matter where the dollar goes, no matter how many bandits are released, no matter how many ritual killers appear, no matter the insecurity, if God has told you something, hold it. Believe it, hold it, and then live like you believe what you have told you. That is the expression of faith. Let me come again. This year, God told us that we will make measurable. God spoke to us. So are you going to allow increase in fuel price to stop you from making measurable progress? Let's do it practical. Let's do it practical. Let's do it practical. When God spoke to us at the crossover service, that was God speaking to us. Are you saying he didn't know that fuel price would go up? When he said it with whatever will happen. When God said, none shall be barren in my land, are you saying he didn't know that there will be fibroids? So when God speaks to you, you believe it. Stand with what you believe. There are going to be things, many things that will try to shift you from what you believe. Then you fight the good fight of faith to stay with what you believe. Glory to God. This is what we need now as Christians. God has told us many things. The enemy is going to do everything to change what we believe. To change what we believe. God says, I will take sickness away from you. Then they said it was like a promise. In order to let them know that it was not a promise, Jesus came and died, was buried, and he was raised. And he says, by his stripes, you have been healed. Then you bring the report, and doctor said, this one, nothing can be done. Who will you believe? Who will you believe? Scripture told us, I was young. Now I am old. I have never seen the righteous beg for bread, nor his seed beg for bread. Then dollar rose, naira drop, bread becomes 1,000. Will you beg for bread? Bishop Oyedepo says, no matter how the jungle mature, the lion will not eat grass. It is time for us to raise our faith level. God cannot do anything again for us. It's finished. And so he says, let it be to you. God is not angry if you choose to stay at a particular level. No, we will meet in heaven. But while we are here, and we don't know when we are living here, you can't survive here without faith. You can't. You can't. What has God told you? Thank you. What has God told you? I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you can boldly. There is a way the Bible is constructed. We're not supposed to have problem. I wish he says so that you can say from inside the wardrobe, the Lord is my helper. I say no, so that you can boldly stand on your feet, stand on your feet, stand on your feet. I want you to look at June and beyond June and begin to declare that no matter what happens, the Lord is your helper. Declare it right now. Declare it right now. No matter what happens, no matter the conspiracy against you, no matter the conspiracy against you, no matter the conspiracy against you, He himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Declare that you will never lack help. 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 In the name of Jesus, be seated. Be seated. Be seated. Be seated. You are a businessman. What has God told you? Don't put your business profit on the line because of dollar. No, he says, I am the Lord your God. I will lead you in the way you should go and the way you should not go. And I will teach you how to profit. He didn't say dollar will teach you how to profit. Faith has been missing. It's time to wake it up. Faith means you believe God. And because you believe, you do things to prove that you believe. You don't just say, yes, I believe, and then don't do anything. You believe God that rain is going to fall this evening. As you are going, take an umbrella. That shows that you believe that it will rain. Did you get that? Is that simple enough? So if God says he will never see you begging for bread, you wake up and say, I will never beg for bread. And go out and do your business. Go out and do your business. Go out and do your business. A young man came to me on Tuesday, Friday last week. He said, Pastor, I'm about to get the biggest break of my life. But they said the minister must sign before he leaves the office. So they said they needed this. So I gave them, and the man has not signed, and the man has left office. So I said, okay, there is a mistake you have made since you have come to me. If you didn't come to me, it will not be a mistake to you. But let me tell you the mistake you have made. They said you should bring something so that the minister will sign, and you gave them something. So we are going to ask for mercy for you giving something. That something is called bribe. We are not permitted to give bribe. All we have been asked to do is to show gratitude. So we'll ask for mercy and it will be signed. He came yesterday. He didn't call me. He just appeared. He just appeared at the all night and said that the thing was signed at home. The minister signed it at home. Power! The minister signed it at home. And they called him and said, they brought from fire from the minister's house. It's been signed. Faith is believing God and refusing to believe men. Because men will speak contrary to what God has told you. Faith is believing God. When you begin to live by faith, you may look arrogant and proud. Stay with your faith. Stay with your faith. Stay with your faith. God told you, I will give you a child. Fine. So you think you just go to the hospital and then they'll say, everything is fine. Expect your child tomorrow. No. You go to the hospital, they'll say, madam, from what we are seeing, Kai. That is how you know that God has actually spoken. So you take what the doctor has said, bring it under what God has said. What God has said is the truth. What the doctor has said is a scientific fact. Truth will always swallow facts. There were two snakes. One snake was a fact. One snake was a truth. The snake that was the truth swallowed the snake that was the fact. We didn't say the enemy doesn't have power. What we are saying is that we have the most superior power. Somebody shout unto the Lord. Faith. Believe in God. Abraham is our father of faith. So we must learn from him. Can you see what that time is doing? Believe in God. And doing something to show that you believe. So Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord has said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Verse 4. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. God spoke. How do we know that he believed? He did what God said. How do we really know that you believe? When you do what God says. And then in Genesis 17, God came to the same Abraham and said, you will have a child, your own child. And I'm not talking about Hagar's son, Ishmael. No, no, no. Your own child. Abraham said, what? You've forcome since. I'm not a doctor, but I have doctor friends. They have told us that at this age, nothing can work again. Now Abraham, they educate God. Then the Bible says he laughed. And God said, okay, it will happen. And then he believed. But watch carefully. He was told that he will have a child at 75. He didn't have the child until about 100. How many years is that? Now, if you are here, you have believed God for one serious thing for 25 years. Can I see your hand? Follow your father, Abraham. It can never be too late. And if you are here, what you have been believing for is not even up to. Some of you, what you are trusting God for is never up to 3 months. You say you are tired. Then later you come and tell me you are a son of Abraham. Faith means you believe and you wait, still holding on to your belief until it happens. I told them at the prayer meeting, something I've been trusting God for 15 years, something big, big. I have faithed, I have prayed, I have believed, I have received, I have confessed, I have received. Then it began to appear in my dreams. I have had more than 9 dreams of receiving this blessing. The last 2 dreams were so real. When I woke up, I was angry. It was still a dream. And then about 2-3 weeks ago, I was in Lagos. Pastor said, come and meet me at so-so place. And I went to meet pastor. And boom, prayer of 15 years was handed over to me like this. I can prophesy a date for you, but it doesn't help your faith. Real faith says, I will wait until it happens. The Bible says the world tried and tested him until the world broke through. You will be tried, you will be tested. So this same Abraham, the child now comes. And then God now appears and said, that child, I want to eat him. And the Bible says, early morning. Early morning, he took that same child. God told him that it's in this child. All the promises I gave to you are tied to this child. Then God woke up and said, bring the child. I want to eat the child as sacrifice. And the Bible says, early morning, he took the child. In fact, God didn't tell him the exact place. Some of us will say, since he didn't tell me the exact place, let me just wait until we are very sure of this thing. Maybe it's not him. The Bible says he trekked and was going. He believed and he acted. And when he got down there, God said, no, I was testing you. Some of you have been tested. Pass the test. I just spoke to somebody. Some of you have been tested. Pass the test. Pass the test. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? He'll bring it to pass. So as we go through this phase, we'll be increasing the temple every Sunday. As we go through this phase, I came to let you know, my brother, my sister, nothing has gone wrong with your dreams. Nothing has gone wrong with your purpose. Nothing has gone wrong with your destiny. Trust God. Trust God. He is able to navigate you. He's able to navigate you through all the dollars, all these killings and everything to where you will be. Only believe. Tell your neighbor, only believe. Thank you, Lord. When you have faith, it doesn't exempt you from delay sometimes. When you have faith, it doesn't exempt you from trouble. When you have faith, it doesn't mean you cannot have miscarriage. But after every miscarriage, tell yourself, none shall be barren in my land. Glory to God. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Because I don't know what specific things he has told you, I want you to go into your database and begin to check some of the promises he has made to you. And I want you to begin to tell him that you trust him. Begin to tell him that you trust him. Begin to tell him that you have confidence in him. And begin to tell him that you receive grace to go and begin to do things to show that you believe him. Pray. Pray. Today is the beginning of somebody's best life. 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 And for somebody, from today, you begin to multiply. You begin to multiply. The enemy will not know what to do with you. Conspiracies will fall apart in the name of Jesus. Healings will speed up quickly. Healings will speed up quickly. Healings will begin to pop up everywhere. Deliverances, progress, progress. Open your mouth. Tell him those promises. Tell him those promises. Tell him those promises. Tell him those promises. Hey, some of them are in scriptures. Scriptures are pure, confirmed prophecies. You can take them. If you can't remember anything that he has told you specifically, remind yourself of what he has told you. What has God told you? He has not changed his mind. That is what I came to tell you this morning. Believe him. Believe him. If he said, I will make you rich, he didn't promise based on dollar rate. If he said, I'll make you a governor, he didn't say it because you are from the majority tribe. Hear me, politician, child of God. If God said he will make you a governor, he didn't make the promise because you are from the minority tribe or the ruling party. Believe. 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 If God says, I'll make you an industrialist, he didn't say it because he was going to make Aliko Dangote favor you. No, he said it because he has all the powers. Believe. You are going forward. 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 You are not limited by the economy of man. You are going forward. My anchor to the ground.
I put
my hope is in Jesus. Not in APC, not in LP, not in PDP, not in ANPP. My hope is in Jesus.
My hope and firm foundation. You never let me down.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.